We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettaglia along with Christian Garrick. And on the line now is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Man, doing real good, Ryan. Listen, did your horse come in second again?
No joke, literally, yes. My horse came in second. I'm not kidding you.
No, listen, don't feel bad, Ryan. I had the same play.
Yeah, I mean, it's so tough to call. You know, like, when there's the big favorite, you know, like if somebody, every once in a while, you know, there's the huge favorite. But then that's not even bettable because then the odds, that's no fun. Then you're laying chalk pretty much on the horse.
Yeah.
But, you know, these last couple of years, it's been tough, man. It's been tough to get a good read on some of these ponies. But, it's crazy. Two straight races where my horse finishes second.
Don't feel bad. I got the same feeling. Now, if you finish second again at the Belmont, then they're really gonna be squawking. The playoffs, NBA wise, Ryan, we've seen it. Man, if you can pick the winner, it's a no sweat bet because man, these games have been blowouts, absolute blowouts across the board, in almost every game. Can you remember maybe another year like this where these games really aren't close? I mean, it's not been entertaining to watch, to be honest with you. Maybe for us, the most entertaining part was watching the Pelicans and the Suns.
Yeah, you know, that series was great. Also, you know, Minnesota-Memphis, that series was pretty good, only because Minnesota couldn't close a 25-point lead in any of those games, so we had some close games. But I don't remember, you know, any year where the product was this bad. And I'm talking like, you know, even so, I'm a big 90s NBA guy, and I know some of those games were low scoring. And it was pretty much, I mean, I also grew up in Chicago, so it was Michael Jordan for six of the 10 years.
Man, don't complain. With all them rings, don't complain.
Yeah. But even the 2 years where he was gone, you know, like, I liked watching those Rockets teams with Hakeem Olajuwon, and there were some competitive series, and as good as those Bulls teams were. Still, like, look at those NBA finals. They would always get taken to six by the Jazz or the Supersonics or the Suns. But, man, this year, it's been a rough product. Every single game is a blowout. And, you know, in the playoffs, defense always steps up. It always becomes a half-court game. The scores are always lower scoring. But, like, man, watching Miami last night set basketball back 50 years. And it's funny because I'm a college hoops fan, and all the casual NBA guys, you know, during the tournament that show up, they always ask me, how do you watch this? You know, how do you watch this low-scoring game? Nobody can hit a layup. The product's so bad. There's all these blowouts. Okay, give me the March Madness. Give me college basketball over this NBA playoff series any year, man, because this has been terrible. That being said, kind of like the Mavs tonight. I think the Mavs might finally keep a game close. It just seems way too easy to be able to go to the sports book in a closeout game and bet the Golden State Warriors to win this game by 7. So I actually kind of like the Mavs, you guys, to keep it close tonight.
Okay.
But then who knows? Who knows, man, because we haven't had one close game. I don't remember the last close game that we've had in these playoffs.
Ryan Horvat here on Sports Talk. Ryan, Tiger Woods getting out of the PGA Championship, bailing out in what the third round it was. What do you do with him as a bettor? Is he just off limits until you see him win one?
Yeah, you know what I've been doing with him is I've actually been taking him to make the cut, and it worked for me in the Masters, and then it worked again this weekend. He made the cut. Now he bows out on Saturday, but I don't even know that I could do that again, you guys, because that was a sweat that Thursday and Friday. He did not look very good. You know, he started off Thursday morning, I think through three, he was one under. And then, you know, I go and I have lunch, get back in front of the television, and somehow he was three over. So he's just, right now, he's not healthy. Man, it kind of hurts me just watching him try to walk the course, to be honest with you. He just doesn't look right. So, yeah, I'd say he's untouchable. If anything, if you really have to get your Tiger fix in, play him maybe to make the cut. If you think he's going to miss the cut, take him to miss the cut. You know, he said he came out on that Saturday when he did his interview, and he said, you know, I'm not going to play too many of these anymore. I'm going to play the major championships because I've always enjoyed playing the major championships, but I'm not going to play these other tournaments. So we'll only see Tiger, you know, a couple times every single year, and maybe you take him to make the cut, but I can't bet him to win an event. If it happens, man, that'd be great to watch, but I don't see it happening. You know,
it's an upset.
I didn't see it happening at the Masters a couple years ago, but, man, yeah. The problem is, you guys, because
it's
he's
an
Tiger
upset
Woods,
if he wins something today.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem
Think about
is,
that.
You know, they don't give him – I'm going to bet Tiger Woods. Give me Tiger Woods, like, 200-1. Then I'll bet some Tiger Woods. But,
yeah,
you know, his prices have been, like, 35-1. That's a waste of money. You know, you might as well throw your money in the fire or bet these NBA games. Bet the underdog in these NBA games, these 30-point blowouts, you know?
Ryan, I know this is about gambling, but I know you play – we've talked to you in the past. You play fantasy as well. And
oh, yeah.
I want Mike to jump in on this too. This is the first year that I think fantasy owners are going to be able to draft Taysom Hill because he's moved the tight end. What, have you all thought about his value?
Ryan, I'll let you go first. I have my opinion. Go ahead.
See, with Taysom, I just have no idea, to be honest with you, because it was always, you know, I love Sean Payton, but the only thing that would drive me nuts, you know, because I'm a big Drew Brees guy, I'd be watching these games, and they'd get in the red zone, and you know, Drew on that drive would be 5 of 5, 6 of 6 for 50 yards. He'd be cooking, and then all of a sudden, here comes the gadget, Taysom Hill. And then they put Breeze back in, and I don't know. I felt like somebody's hot. Just leave him in. Don't mess with it, man. That was the only thing. Every once in a while, I thought they got a little too cute. We saw last year he can't play quarterback. I don't know. I don't think I would touch him in fantasy. It wouldn't shock me if he made some plays, but I don't really know. I would have to wait and maybe pick him up off the waiver wire or something like that after a couple weeks. I have to see it, you know. There were a couple people a couple years back that were trying to tell me that Tim Tebow was going to be a solid tight end because he's big, he's strong, he's an athlete.
That wasn't was like, was it?
No, you know, I was like, you guys are crazy, man. And I love, you know, Tim Tebow, great guy, hell of a college quarterback, but – come on now, man. Like,
that's
we
it.
Saw the film of him trying to block in training camp, and you can't – I don't know. So it's up in the air for me. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm teasing A-Bear about it because his son, T-Bob, tells me this. He said, Dad, he said, yeah, give me a play in fantasy football. He said, play Adam Trautman. Pick him late. And boy, I told him, A-Bear, listen, they'll never ask you for fantasy football again after that. This is what, you know, my theory is, and I play in two leagues, but in one of the leagues, I'm going to pick a tight end a little earlier than I normally would, and I'm going to try to get Taysom Hill late. Again, it'll be real late, but I feel as though he's got a shot to put up some decent numbers here as a flex tight end. And so I'm going to go that route in one league. Now, I won't do it on my top league, but I'll do it on my second league, and where I take a little bit of a chance with a tight end, especially if I can get Waller fairly early, you know, in the draft, or Kittle, and hope that son of a gun can stay healthy. And then I can swing back and then get Taysom a little bit later because, you know, if he doesn't produce it, I can cut him loose and get someone else. But that's my theory of it with Taysom, and someone similar to you, Ryan, is that I got to wait and see. But I think he's going to do pretty doggone good. if he's healthy, I think he's going to do good as a flex tight end.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy, you know, I just want to see how the system fits, how he fits in the system. You know, a guy that I'm going to be looking out for, and it's going to sound like a homer pick because, as you know, I'm a Packers fan, but he went down at the midpoint last season. They're saying he's going to actually be ready for week one. I'd be cautious with that because Green Bay is always super cautious with guys coming off an ACL. Look at David Bakhtiari last year. We didn't see him at all. We saw him for two series against two drives against the Lions week 18. But I really like Robert Tonyan. And the reason I like him, the last time we saw him fully healthy, he caught double-digit touchdowns. He had 11 touchdown grabs from Rodgers. And you guys, with no Devontae, like, Alan Lazard right now is the Packers' number one wide receiver. I think Aaron Jones is going to catch a lot of balls out of the backfield. You know who? Another fantasy sleeper. So I like Robert Tonyan because I think he's going to get used a lot in the red zone. A fantasy sleeper, if you could get him, and he may not even be a sleeper anymore, but I think everybody's going to fall in love with Aaron Jones. I wouldn't touch Aaron Jones. I love A.J. Dillon, and especially now it's year three, those cold weather games at Lambeau Field. You guys, I play his touchdown props every single week, and they give me plus 200. He's not a household name yet for some reason. I loved him at Boston College, and now he's become a better pass catcher. I think he's going to be a top 10 fantasy back.
Yeah, the thing with Tonyan, too, is people remember is that he's got good rapport with Aaron. Aaron does not trust people unless he's thrown it to him. So all this stuff about Christian Watkins and some of the other guys, that's going to take a little while. It may come into play later in the year, but early, man, come on. I agree with you, Ryan, that I think Tonyan, if he's healthy, would be a really good play early because we know Aaron's kind of favoring the guy that he's thrown to before. Yeah, and thrown one pass to Watkins.
Right. Exactly. And is Sammy Watkins going to be healthy? And, guys,
I don't know that part either.
I never really get into somebody for missing OTAs, these veterans, especially a guy like Sammy Watkins because he's, you know, never healthy. Aaron Rodgers not being at OTAs, you know, usually that doesn't bother me. This year I kind of wish that maybe he would show up just because no Devontae, man. And, you know, Randall Cobb's there, and there's a 30-year-old wide receiver, but Sammy Watkins not showing up to OTAs. Sammy Watkins not showing up to OTAs is baffling to me. I mean,
I don't get it.
They say Matt LaFleur's offense playbook is one of the more complicated playbooks to put together. I mean, look at Rodgers year one. That's why they drafted Jordan Love. People thought Aaron Rodgers was finished. So you would think these guys would want to get into camp because I know Devontae Adams, you guys, is just a wide receiver. That's what everybody keeps telling me. These guys are like, Rodgers will be fine. Green Bay will be fine. I watched yesterday, they had that regular season game from week three against San Francisco. I watched that game again yesterday, you guys. There's nobody better. I want to see Michael Thomas healthy this year, but there is nobody better than Devontae Adams in this league. I like Cooper Kupp. He is not the route runner. He does not have the physical gift that Devontae Adams has. Go back and watch Devontae Adams even when Brett Hundley was his quarterback. Hey, if you could get your hands on him, I know he's a receiver, but, man, fantasy football. And I know Derek Carr is the quarterback. Unless it ends up being Colin Kaepernick, maybe. But Devontae's going to have a monster year. It doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball, you guys.
Man, whoever's telling you he's just another receiver, I would drug test them. Because they have not watched Devontae Adams in years. If they telling you that, man, you better give them the test.
Exactly. Those are the Packers fans for you, though. Their team's general manager. God. They love them some Brian Gutekunst. Brian Gutekunst can never do wrong. They claim the Jordan Love pick, you know, that was the best thing to happen to Rodgers. It motivated him. I think baloney, man. I would have rather had Patrick Queen. I would have rather traded up Justin Jefferson, who, in my opinion, right behind Devontae Adams. He's young,
I'll get T. Higgins from Clemson.
I'm going to cry when I hear that. That's who I wanted. I mean, I love T. Higgins. What did he do this year? Oh, he played in the Super Bowl and caught 11 touchdown passes.
Ryan, I think Mike may have brought this up with you once already, but the Saints are going to hold joint practices up there in Green Bay against the Packers ahead of the preseason game number two. That'll be neat. Hopefully, I don't know how many of us they're going to send up there, but maybe we'll get to hang out up there and watch some Packers-Saints practices.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I'll tell you know what's funny about that, you guys, is that's the difference between Matt LaFleur and Mike McCarthy. The Packers never, I don't know about you guys, the Packers never used to do the joint practices because McCarthy was always worried about, the extra, you know, the fights and, you know, the bad blood and whatnot, guys getting injured. But LaFleur completely changed that, and they did it with the Jets last year. But I think it'll be interesting. And, man, two great teams. I'm really high on the Saints. I keep giving them out as my best bet, so hopefully they don't let me down. Hopefully Jameis can stay healthy. But with that roster, that defense, Honey Badger coming back home, I love Olave. I love Michael Thomas when he's fully healthy. I think a lot of people forget how good Mike is because we haven't seen him in 2 years and because that position is just stacked with so much talent, you guys, now. But I think people forget, you know, we thought he was right behind DeAndre Hopkins. Some had him over Hopkins, over Devontae, as the best receiver in the league. So as long as he didn't miss a step, I can't wait to watch this team this year.
And Jarvis now. That's the other part, because I think Jarvis becomes Jameis Winston's guy when he's in trouble. Okay, get a little bit of pressure. Hey, you my go-to guy, Jarvis. Jarvis is going to get open over the middle. He's going to beat cover corner guy nine times out of ten. Any chance of hard pick this weekend with the Schwab golf tournament?
Golf this weekend, you know who I like? So I ended up doing a couple different things. Let me see really quickly where we're at on that one. I played one guy.
Don't tell me you picked Scheffler.
I did not do Scheffler. I can't. Well, man, he did not show up last weekend.
Man,
I ended up
did
playing,
he?
I went Webb Simpson to finish top 10. We were getting 3-1 odds right there. And then I also picked Webb Simpson to win it. I didn't want to jinx it. So he's right now in third. He's one stroke back. He's 4 under. I would live bet him if you could get a good number right now. I just, you know, course history, Webb's always pretty good here. So I like Webb Simpson. I did take a shot with Spieth because he's back home. But I think Webb's probably my favorite play.
And so you like the points tonight, correct?
Yep.
I like the points. And the points.
Yeah,
right.
I do. Hopefully,
all right, Ryan, send me that money in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right, Ryan Horvath. Man, always great on the air. That was Ryan Horvath, who's the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports. Be sure to listen to Ryan and BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.